This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
It's time for Joyce's Thought of the Day on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Washington has awarded U.S. chipmaker Intel up to $8.5 billion in grants and $11 billion in loans. The package, which was announced yesterday, is the biggest yet under America's 2022 CHIPS and Science Act. The idea is to help drive Intel's $100 billion plan for new, expanded, and modernized chip foundries across Arizona, Ohio, New Mexico, and Oregon. Why? Well, while the U.S. still dominates chip design, manufacturing has gradually shifted to Asia, particularly to Taiwan's TSMC and Korea's Samsung. And it's been a wild ride for Intel, which was once the world's largest chipmaker before it started missing opportunities like mobile and AI chips while losing its fabulous edge. It's now worth just $180 billion versus $600 billion at TSMC and $2.2 trillion at NVIDIA. So by reversing Intel's decline, the U.S. hopes to help rebuild the country's chip manufacturing capabilities and retain its edge on a tech with massive economic and military implications, reduce its reliance on and vulnerability to overseas manufacturers, back its own ability to curb China's access to advanced chips, and continue to revive U.S. manufacturing, which also helps in an election year. As U.S. Secretary of Commerce Gina Raimondo put it, we rely on a very small number of factories in Asia for all of our most sophisticated chips. That's untenable and unacceptable. It's an economic security problem. It's a national security problem, and it's got to be changed. So then why back Intel specifically? Well, Intel was always going to be a winner from the CHIPS Act, not because everyone loves Intel, but because it's the only major U.S. player that retained a manufacturing capability rather than, like NVIDIA and AMD, outsourcing it to Asia. So will this work? Semiconductors are arguably the most advanced tech that humans have ever made. And folks lucky enough to visit fabs in Taiwan tend to stagger out afterwards, stunned. So this stuff is hard to manufacture, and the U.S. is behind. Let's crunch some numbers. The smaller the size, the more advanced the chip. Back in 2006, Intel was the first to make 45 nanometer chips, but then it struggled for years to progress beyond 14 nanometers before hitting today's 10. Meanwhile, China surprised everyone last year with a 7-nanometer chip, and TSMC is already selling 3-nanometer chips. So it's not a matter of building, it's a matter of churning out chips.
Get Joyce's Thought of the Day anytime. Subscribe to her podcast right now on the all-new 850 app and at 850wftl.com.